אתם עם SBS בעברית.
שלום אוסטרליה. Israelis pay tribute to the country's 23,928 fallen soldiers and terror victims on Tuesday evening, bowing their heads for a minute of silence as sirens sounded around the country to mark the start of Yom HaZikaron, Memorial Day. The one-minute siren at 8 p.m. was immediately followed by the state ceremony at the Kotel. Additional public ceremonies were held around the country, including at Tel Aviv's Yarkon Park and in the Knesset. Dozens of people gathered on Wednesday for the morning's Memorial Day siren at the site where an IDF veteran suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder self-immolated on Monday. Itzik Seidian, 26, set himself alight in an act of protest and desperation that shocked the country and drew attention to the plight of veterans. In the crowd were many workers from the Rehabilitation Department of the Defence Ministry, the site of the tragedy. Defence Minister Benny Gantz said at a separate event on Wednesday, "We have an obligation to remember the fallen and an obligation to the living as well, including the tens of thousands of casualties who bear the scars of war on their bodies and spirits, both visibly and hidden. We must be more sensitive to be there for them and to question ourselves when needed, which reality has proven to us in the most difficult way." Seidian remains in a critical condition. He was recognized by the Defense Ministry as having a 25% disability from his post-traumatic stress disorder, but had requested 50% recognition. The ministry had refused, saying at least a portion of his condition was due to childhood trauma, not his military service. 14 Israelis lit the 12 torches at the official opening of Israeli Independence Day, Yom HaTzmaut, on Wednesday night. Ranging in age from Ofri Butbul, an 18-year-old who saved the life of an elderly man she met while volunteering, to Yaish Giat, a 102-year-old Yemenite Torah scholar who owns a spice shop and sells natural medicines and who lit the torch unaided. Adi Guzi and Shira Isakov were honored. Guzi came to the aid of Shira, the neighbor whom she did not know, in September, as Shira's husband stabbed her 20 times and beat her in the presence of their child at their home in Mitzpe Ramon. Adi said, "I lit the torch for women whose voices are not heard, women sitting in the prison that is their home. Let them see there is a way out of there." The pair has started a not-for-profit to aid other victims of domestic violence. In an Independence Day tradition, President Reuven Rivlin on Thursday hosted the Foreign Diplomatic Corps at his Jerusalem residence. This year, with the newly appointed envoys to Israel of the United Arab Emirates and Morocco. The two nations recently normalized relations with Israel. The ambassadors of Jordan and Egypt also attended the celebratory event after avoiding it in past years. Gilad Abramov, 17, from Netanya, won Thursday's International Bible Quiz for Youth, which is held every year on Yom HaTzmaut. The competition was held in front of an audience after coronavirus restrictions were significantly relaxed. The participants from outside Israel still participated through a video link. The annual ceremony granting the Israel Prize, the country's most prestigious award, to 8 recipients took place on Thursday night. The recipients were poet and author Nurit Zahi, biochemist Professor Eli Keshet, film director and actress Michal Bat Adam, literature professor and researcher Professor Nitzah Ben Dov, social work and criminology researcher Professor Ariella Levenstein, Far East studies expert and scientist Professor Ben Ami Shiloni, and biblical studies researcher Professor Yair Zakovich. A Lifetime Achievement Award went to economist and foreign ministry official Joseph Sichanova. The historic ceremony was marred by controversy over Education Minister Yoav Gallant's move to block Oded Goldreich from receiving the prize in mathematics and computer science over claims he supports BDF. Accepting her award, but Adams said in her acceptance speech, "I'm very happy to receive the prize, but I'm very sad that we're only 4 women and 4 men tonight because we're missing one winner." Gallant did not directly address the controversy during the ceremony. After a year of coronavirus restrictions that shuttered mosques, including during the Islamic holy month of Ramadan last year, the festivities were almost back to normal on Friday. Sheikh Azam Al-Khatib, head of the Waqf Islamic Affairs Council, said 70,000 worshippers came into Jerusalem from Jerusalem, the West Bank, and from Arab communities after a year of coronavirus restrictions that shuttered mosques, including during the Islamic holy month of Ramadan last year. The festivities were almost back to normal on Friday. Sheikh Azam Al-Khatib, head of the Waqf Islamic Affairs Council, said that 70,000 worshippers came to Al-Aqsa from Jerusalem, the West Bank, and from Arab communities inside Israel. Ramadan has seen up to 180,000 worshippers attend the Al-Aqsa Mosque on Fridays, with tens of thousands usually coming from the West Bank and Gaza. But Israeli authorities only gave permits to 10,000 fully vaccinated Palestinians from the West Bank to attend. Yesh Atid leader Yair Lapid, who has returned from the US where he held talks with political advisers, met with Kohol Levan chairman Benny Gantz last night in ongoing coalition negotiations. Prime Minister Netanyahu currently has the mandate to form a government, but his opposition is preparing to offer an alternative. With his prospects of forming a government in doubt, Netanyahu Friday called upon longtime political rival Gideon Saar, the leader of Tikva Chadasha, to join a coalition with Likud in order to allow the formation of a right-wing government. Saar, a former Likud minister, campaigned on a pledge not to join a government led by the incumbent prime minister and has so far rebuffed Netanyahu's appeals. Negotiations are continuing with Naftali Bennett's Yamina party. But even if Yamina joins him, Netanyahu would still be two Knesset seats short of a majority in parliament. He needs the support either from someone like Saar or the tacit backing of the Islamic Ram party from outside the coalition. But religious Zionism leader Bezalel Smotrich reiterated on Friday his rejection of Ram, saying that he will not give in to the suicide of the right that would establish a government dependent on anti-Zionist terrorism supporters and make us all hostages. Israel has not officially commented on the sabotage at Iran's main uranium enrichment facility at Natanz last Sunday, which an Iranian official has said damaged or destroyed thousands of centrifuges. However, officials from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu down have hinted at Israeli responsibility. Kohol Levan leader Benny Gantz on Monday called for a high-level investigation into recent apparent leaks to the press by Israeli officials regarding an attack on Iran, saying they were damaging our troops and damaging to our security and the interests of the State of Israel. With fewer than 100 new coronavirus cases diagnosed on Friday and just 201 Israelis in a serious condition with the virus, Israel is today lifting the requirement for wearing masks outside and is fully reopening all schools. Masks must still be worn in public places indoors, and the Health Ministry recommends that they continue to be worn in large gatherings. The death toll since the start of the pandemic stands at 6,315. 5,341,887 Israelis have received at least one coronavirus dose, and nearly 1 million have received two shots. 23-year-old Osher Derry from the town of Hatzor HaGlilit died on Wednesday night from an allergic reaction after she was served a milk-based dessert in a meat restaurant in Rosh Pina. Five of the employees of the restaurant are being held under house arrest on suspicion of negligent homicide. And finally, hundreds of people gathered last night outside Prime Minister Netanyahu's official residence to protest against the Prime Minister on trial for corruption charges. Police closed several adjacent roads as protesters tried to block traffic. This is Peter Jones-Pellach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.